Welcome back, everyone, to our summary on this Pranic People, Pranic Living series. We have come to understand so much over the last 24 years of my personal experience and experiments in this journey. So let's take some time to recap the main points that we have expressed, although there is still so much more that we can share. Firstly, we keep stressing that the perfect teacher for us for this is our own pure essence nature. We are unique and it knows exactly what we require to align and receive all the gifts it has for us. We need to be discerning. If you are drawn to a particular process, then check with the breath test that we taught in Part 3 regarding what is right for you and is a course that may be being offered for your highest good. Point 2. Honor your own intelligence and do your research, and then follow your own heart's call. You'll intuitively know what's right for you. Point 3. Recognize and then recode your limited beliefs to limitless ones. Our pure essence nature is limitless in its expression. Note that any limited beliefs will naturally arise within us all as we transition. Point 4. Again, apply the breath test in Part 3 of this series to check your physical system prana percentage and use this as your guide to stay healthy and safe. Knowing this percentage will also eliminate unrealistic expectations or boost your confidence. Many people live amazing lives, and so their pranic percentage is already very strong. Point 5. Don't push your biosystem too hard or too fast. This can be a loving, joyous, easy, organic, and natural journey. Remember the words, slow and steady, safe and successful. Point 6. Our emotional and social transitioning. Learn to socialize differently and also retrain your emotional body to get its pleasure from other sources, other than the fun of the emotional eating or the social pleasure game. Point 7. Recoding your biosystem. Utilize the quantum recoding we have shared throughout this series. You can test how recoding moves energy by using a chi machine or kinesiology. Sensitives among you will feel your body respond to good recoding. Point 8. Pranic infusion of your biosystem. Apply the pranic infusion meditations we have shared in our Pranic People free online training YouTube playlist and also in our iTunes channel and website, plus our free meditation playlist on YouTube. Most of these are designed to bring you back into a more unified state with that which has the power to feed you. Point 9. Educate yourself through experience. So keep track of your experiences with this. Maybe write a journal, play and experiment in a safe way, but also honor the research of others. Perhaps it is in your pre-encodements, your blueprint, to also write a book about this in future. There is no one methodology And many people are experimenting with this now. Point 10. Sustainability comes from lifestyle. You can watch again parts 5A, 5B, 5C and 5D of this series because it's all about immersion and infusion and frequency matching. These are the core words for this. So your lifestyle is the sustainable match key. Even if you are drawn to undergo other processes being offered, remember, it's about frequency matching, and this lifestyle we are sharing will keep you strong in the immersion of this. Path 11. What is your pre-encodement with this? Remember, there is no one path for this as we are all unique. So honor your own journey. Just go step by step. There is no need to rush. And there is also no failure, just experiences. Some of you may be able to sit in deep meditation in silent stillness and remember what you agreed to fulfill in your journey with this in this life. Point 12. Pranic consciousness brings many gifts. Know that pranic consciousness is so much more than if you feed your body from pure prana or physical food or a blend of both. This union with pure nature has endless gifts to give us, so don't limit yourself to one. Open to all the gifts that come from this merged state. Point 13. Unconditional love can feed us all. So love your humanity. There is no need to judge it. Just cultivate that part of you that you wish to experience and express. And the more that you do this, the more you will naturally find that you have lost your human hungers. Point 14. Heart calls and loving care. This is a path of love, of deeper immersion in our true nature. So follow the call of your heart and love and care for your body temple. Point 15. Honor those who love you. Honor your family. Get medical testing if required of the type you all agree on, to prove you are healthy with this way of being nourished and through your transition stages. It is also wonderful for your own peace of mind to know that your system is getting healthier and healthier with the lifestyle we recommend for your transition. Point 16. It's your life. You have to do what's right for you. Some of us are now permanently locked in. We are always nourished by pure prana. And once you have this too, then do what feels right for you. Forget what others are saying about who is the true breatharian and who is not, and whether it's okay to take flavor for pleasure from time to time in family or social situations. We know in pranic consciousness that all of this is just to do with pre-encodements. There is no one way that is better than another, for we are working as a unified whole in a new educational paradigm that needs to suit everyone in our world. Many people are not interested in the idea of never taking physical food or fluid again. Yes, this is a possibility, but it may not be where you end up. Structure this in a way that works for your life in general once you've gained this gift. Finally, be a living example. In this series, we have shared the signs of success with this: inner harmony, unity, permanent peace, the ability to express loving kindness to all life. Pranic consciousness is so much more than where you take your physical body nourishment from. In pranic consciousness, we know that all patterns are perfect. We become free of the need to judge another being, for we know that at our core, we are all pure essence expressing a little differently in all of us on earth. Lastly, remember, we eat all the time. We just eat a little differently. There is so much research still to be done in this field, and simple new methodology will continue to come in as consciousness on our planet expands more to accept these new yet ancient free energy systems. May we work together for the good of all. So we wish you so much joy with your journey. You can leave your questions or comments on our YouTube channel under each video if you have any, and share what you like of this series with others. We will soon offer some question and answer responses regarding this series, as well as some more personal stories. This is Jaz Maheen for the Embassy of Peace, freely offering this series, for we know the lifestyle involved with this has the potential to eliminate all health and hunger issues in our world if applied sensibly.